We are busy in the chapter that we should not procrastinate, we should not delay in doing good deeds. And as soon as possible, we should start doing good deeds. Also, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person does not gain closeness more to Allah Ta'ala than the faraiz, what Allah has made compulsory upon us. That is namazes and every other faraz that we do, a person gets the most closeness to Allah Ta'ala. And it comes in the same hadith that when a person then moves forward and does nawafil, optional actions. Unfortunately, we've got the wrong idea about nafil, that if you do it, you get sawab, if you don't do it, you get guna. Nafil is really the way to become the favorites of Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the hadith, a person carries on making nafil namaz until he becomes the eyes by which Allah sees, the hands by which Allah touches. In other words, everything of his comes right as Allah wants it. And the other meaning is that Allah puts barakat in everything of his. What he looks at, there is barakat. What he touches is barakat. So nafil is very important. Our farad, we should try and have, the adhan should be said in the sunnah time. And once adhan is given, we should not delay at all. We should go to masjid and make our namazes. The woman at home also, once adhan is gone, then they should first and foremost do their namaz. And then the nafil ibadat, which we have explained, one was ishraq namaz, which we had explained, and then chasht namaz, and all are very easy to do. And then the great rewards of awabin namaz, which is after maghrib, which is also very greatly rewarding. And the easiest of all the nafil namazes is tahajjud. But shaitan has put it in our mind that it is the most difficult namaz. Tahajjud I can't manage, I can't get up for tahajjud. Whereas tahajjud is the easiest namaz. Our Shaykh, Allah reward him very greatly, rahimahullah, he explained that Ibn Abidin Shami, rahmatullah ali, one of the greatest Hanafi muftis and faqih, he has written in his kitab, using the words of the hadith, he has written the masala, kullu ma sulliya ba'd al-isha fahuwa min al-layl. Whatever nafil is made after Isha namaz, it is counted in Qiyam-e-Layl. Then ulama, fuqaha have a great discussion here, the muhaddithin, that Qiyam-e-Layl and tahajjud, is it the separate namazes or the same namazes? But however, the upshot of it all is, if a person makes any nafil namaz after Isha namaz, he will get the sawab of Qiyam-e-Layl also, and even of tahajjud. And Isha namaz, there is four faraz of Isha, two sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Once a person has read his four faraz of Isha, two sunnat-e-mu'akkada, his Isha namaz is made. Now whatever nafil he will make, and it comes clearly, Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi is written, qabla an-nawm, even if you make that nafil before sleeping, or you make it in the first part of the night, that is just after Isha. So after Isha namaz, which is faraz, we all make. Two sunnat muakkada, we all know we have to make it. If we just make two rakats of nafil also, and we do, then that will be counted in tahajjud namaz. So it is a very easy namaz. Every person has got wudu still. We are in the masjid, is the environment of masjid, namaz. At home, the women have made namaz, they are on the musalla for to make two more rakats. What difficulty is it? And you'll get the sawab of tahajjud namaz. Our Shaykh rahmatullah ali used to explain it in his beautiful way, that tahajjud after Isha is like dal roti, a simple meal. And the tahajjud in the later part of the night, that is like biryani. So Hazrat should say, in the hope of biryani, don't stay hungry. That I'll make tahajjud that time, I'll get up 3-4 o'clock. Perhaps your eyes don't open and you'll stay hungry, you'll be weak. So eat your dal roti. And when you'll get the smell of biryani at 3-4 o'clock, automatically your eyes will open and you'll make your namaz also. Also, it is a namaz in summer when Fajr is very early and Isha is very late. So perhaps a person feels, I can't get up at that time. So in summer, make our tahajjud after Isha. In winter, when the nights are long, easy to make tahajjud in the later part of the night, then get up at that time. And whoever starts his tahajjud after Isha, very soon Allah gives him the tawfiq to get up in the middle of the night also. And then it is not difficult. He won't feel groggy and tired in the day also. Allah will make it easy for him. So tahajjud namaz, we must not miss out also. It is so easy. The minimum of tahajjud is 2 rakat. And normally Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should read 8 rakat. Even narrations come of 12 rakat. But the normal practice was of 8 rakats of tahajjud. So even if we read 2, our tahajjud will be done. And in one hadith, 4 great virtues of tahajjud are mentioned. Like that, the ulama have written whole kitabs on the virtues of tahajjud namaz. But in one hadith, 4 great virtues are mentioned. The first one is da'bus salihin. It is the practice of the pious people. So we will be counted amongst the pious people. Just by making the 2 rakats we made tahajjud, we will be counted amongst the pious people. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this and says there is one register kept by Allah of the names of all the pious people. So we just make the 2 rakats of tahajjud, and Hazrat should say even in a sitting position, even just reading wal asri in inna atayna, still we will have made our tahajjud, we will be counted amongst the salihin. And one other virtue of being amongst the salihin, that once we are entered and we are counted amongst the salihin, all the people in the world who are making namaz, how many people in the Haramain Sharifain, in the whole world, in jungles, in cities, everywhere, how many people? Now Fajr, how many people in the world have made? We will get all of their dua of inside namaz. One is dua we get, but the dua of all the Muslims of the world. And inside the namaz, the dua, we will get that if we are counted amongst the salihin. And Hazrat should say, how is that? That everyone in his namaz, in his attahiyyat, is reading, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Because we qualified to be the salihin, so all in the namaz they are making dua for us. That peace be upon us and ibadullahi salihin. All the servants of Allah who are the salihin. And salam on those people. What a great thing. A person will have peace. Today every second person got anxiety, got depression. The whole world's people namazis are making dua for you, that peace be upon you. Just by making that 2 rakats, we will get that dua of peace upon us. And peace in our deen, our dunya, our health, our finances, our homes, everything. So Allah give us tawfiq to make that 2 rakats. So the first reward is da'bus salihin. Qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum. And you become the favorite of Allah Ta'ala. What a great virtue to be the favorite of Allah. We all like to become one another's favorites. Who we admire, who we love, we want to be their favorites. To be the favorite. And once you are the favorite of Allah, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّ. Allah will make His love in the entire world. Allah announces to Jibreel alayhi salam, I love so and so, you also love him. He announces to all the angels, Allah loves such a person, I love him, you all love him. And then his love is made widespread till everyone loves him. In fact, animals also. Everyone admires, loves him, and they want to be good and kind to him and try and do favors to him because the love of Allah has come. So by tahajjud, we will get that also. Qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum. And manhiyatun anil ithm. Tahajjud is the powerhouse that will save us from gunas. All of us, we know what weaknesses we got. We hate ourselves for those gunas, but we can't seem to stop ourselves. Our nafs seems to get the better of us. Whether it's the guna of the eyes, the guna of the tongue, whatever else it might be, our anger, whatever. But by making tahajjud, it is a powerhouse. Tahajjud will stop us from gunas. We won't even have to stop ourselves. The Hajjud will stop us. And makaffaratul lisayyi'atikum. And all the gunas you have committed by making tahajjud, Allah forgives all the gunas also. So four great virtues in one hadith. So we should try regularly, just after Isha, start off. If we are, and those who are making tahajjud 3-4 o'clock mustn't come down now. They must stay where they are. But those who are not making must make their tahajjud after Isha. We should make our Isha full. If we make our proper 17 rakats of Isha, Allah reward our fuqaha. They made it such a system and made it easy for us. The whole ummah will be reading tahajjud. And that 4 rakats of our nafil, which is in the 17 rakat, that will be our tahajjud namaz. It will be our qiyami layl. And we'll get all these great rewards. So we should try and read regularly those namazes. And very soon, inshallah, Allah will give us the tawfiq to get up 3-4 o'clock. And a person who gets up at that time makes tahajjud, makes du'as also to Allah. And then what he will feel himself, the goodness within. Anyone who makes tahajjud will feel the goodness and what honor and respect also Allah will give that person. So Allah give us all tawfiq that we be regular with our tahajjud also. Most important is our faraiz, our farz namazes and properly, and then all the nafil namazes also. Subhanallah bihamdihi.